This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, we will learn today whether a man from the South Shore neighborhood will be detained while he faces charges of murdering two people inside a fast food restaurant this week. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
Chicago police have announced they arrested a man about 30 minutes after the shooting Monday night. 42-year-old Mehdi Metalel is charged with the murder of two men inside the J.J. Fish and Chicken at 78th and Western. Police originally said an employee got into an argument with two men inside the restaurant, pulled out a gun, and shot them. A 55-year-old man was shot in the face. A 56-year-old man was shot in the head. Both died at the scene. The medical examiner has ruled their deaths homicides and has not yet released their names. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A meeting of the South Suburban Thornton Township Board of Trustees was scheduled last night, but the trustees were a no-show.
The township supervisor, Tiffany Henyard, was the only official present. She's seen similar situations as Mayor of Dalton. She has sparred with trustees with both the township and the village over finances and management style. She has said it's about hate, jealousy, and envy. One trustee, Chris Gonzalez, told CBS News Chicago, they were no-shows because of situations like this during a previous meeting. Gonzalez said it was about to get physical. He said they need a security plan for the meetings.
We need some help here because this is getting out of control and, somebody's going to get hurt.
Safety is my top priority.
That was Henyard saying safety is my top priority. She thinks this is about more than security.
To say that it's an antic, well, let's sit down and put something together, a safety plan.
Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Limited early voting is beginning today in suburban Cook County. Voters can cast ballots at all five Cook County Circuit Courthouse locations, as well as the clerk's office at 69 West Washington in the Loop. Other locations in the county open on October 21st.
Jury selection is scheduled to begin this morning in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. Mike Madigan is accused of racketeering, bribery, wire fraud, and attempted extortion, prosecutors allege. He used his political influence to help his law business and also to pass legislation favorable to ComEd in return for kickbacks, jobs, and contracts for his supporters. He denies the allegations.
A man's been found guilty of killing an off-duty Chicago police officer in River North 5 years ago.
It took jurors less than an hour to convict 29-year-old Menelik Jackson. He was found guilty of murder and aggravated battery in the fatal shooting of 23-year-old Officer John Rivera back in March of 2019. Rivera was sitting in a parked car near Clark and Huron with at least one other off-duty officer when Jackson walked up to the car and started shooting. Jackson claims Rivera was part of a group who had gotten into a fight with Jackson's friend an hour earlier. He says he thought he saw Rivera holding a black object and proceeded to protect himself. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
As Florida residents prepare for Hurricane Milton, FEMA says they can get help even far from home.
FEMA is busy in the Chicago area operating disaster recovery centers, including a new one in Dixmoor, helping Chicago area residents who were impacted by last July's severe weather in our region. Troy York with FEMA tells WBBM, anyone who needs help because of any recent event can apply at any FEMA center, even if they fled Florida all the way to Illinois.
I'm from Florida. I live in Sarasota, Florida, and I have many friends there who do come down from Chicago for the winter period and have properties there. So if they are injured there but are back here in Chicago, absolutely they can come to any of the recovery center locations and check on their registrations or register initially.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A gun was reportedly found in a room at the Trump Tower on North Wabash downtown last night. Reports indicate the weapon was discovered by a building employee. Police say one person was taken into custody with no incident. No other details are being released. Former President Trump scheduled to be in Chicago next week. He usually stays at the property when he's in town.
The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency is releasing $27 million to help replace diesel-fueled buses.
The state's EPA says it will grant awards to transit agencies for the replacement of some Volkswagen diesel public buses with new all-electric transit options. Illinois EPA Acting Director James Jennings says the funding will help provide cleaner public transportation in areas that experience disproportionate impacts from air pollution. The priority Area 1 for the statewide project includes Cook, DuPage, and Lake counties. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Students studying at Northwestern can now pick up a new future-looking minor. Starting this quarter, non-computer science majors can declare an artificial intelligence minor through the Department of Computer Science. The Daily Northwestern reports the move was made based on high enrollment in an intro AI class by non-comp sci majors. Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh List.
They're out in the future, 6 hours ahead of us in London, England, where the Bears are getting ready to sink into their work week with three practices ahead, but won't have safety Jaquan Brisker, who's officially been ruled out this week with a concussion. He's in the protocol. Brisker is out when the Bears work out and face the Jaguars Sunday morning at 8:30 at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. Forgive head coach Luke Richardson for wanting to flush away the first period and a half of the season, falling behind 3-0 in Utah, then finally getting their act together, even taking hacks at a game-tying goal all the way until the final minute before the Hawks lose 5-2.
A great start to the second period and a really good third period. You know, we got a couple posts, a little bit unlucky luck tonight, and their goalie played well, as did ours. You know, they got a few in on us early, and, you know, we were chasing it in that first period. So, unfortunately, when you start on the road behind 3-0, it's a long climb.
Yeah, it was 3-2. The Hawks nearly tie it. Utah scores twice then in the final minute, including an empty netter to beat Peter Mrazek and the Hawks. And Connor Bedard, who starts his second season with two assists. The Hawks reset on the road in Winnipeg Friday. And the Bulls get 21 from Kobe White in a preseason opening win in Cleveland. And they'll host Memphis in a warm-up game Saturday. The Lynx will face the Liberty in New York. Minnesota beats Connecticut in Game 5 of the WNBA semis. The Sky break ground in Bedford Park on their new training facility today. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There's a new addition to Chicago's Mag Mile marking Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Welcome, Big Hope.
On the edge of Pioneer Court on the east side of Michigan Avenue, a 17-foot pink sculpture spelling out the word hope, designed by Chicago-based artist Matthew Hoffman.
Matthew is the custodian of You Are Beautiful, a project to better the world through positive messages, including over 100 public artworks that have been installed globally. Thanks to his creativity, we could not be more excited to bring hope to all of Chicago.
Hallie Sage with the Lynn Sage Breast Cancer Foundation says the installation is more than just a word.
To me, hope means optimism and possibility. Optimism for the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed, and the possibility that they will overcome this disease thanks to innovative research and medical advances that continue to be made. But also the possibility that one day, we will live in a world where this disease is eradicated.
Sage says the Big Hope sculpture also symbolizes the strength and resilience of those affected by breast cancer and a living tribute to those who have fought and continue to fight the disease. It'll be at Pioneer Court for at least a year. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson may be going back on a promise to spare the police department from a hiring freeze as his administration looks to fill a billion-dollar hole in next year's budget. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest details.
At an emergency meeting yesterday, the mayor's chief operating officer told department heads to find another $75 million in budget cuts by Friday. That's according to the Sun-Times, which reports the mayor canceled 2 months of police academy training, pushing the start date for the next recruiting class to December. Any cuts would come on top of 3% cuts already made and are being framed as an exercise. The paper speculates it's possibly one to lay the groundwork for a property tax hike. Public Safety Committee Chair Alderman Brian Hopkins says the city is already short on police officers and having trouble recruiting. So he says to pull the rug out on those ready to start training is a big mistake. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 33-year-old Chicago man has been arrested and charged with the murder of a high school soccer star in Little Village in August.
Jesus Pena Jr. is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of 17-year-old Juan Salgado. It happened at about 5 p.m. on August 19th on the 3800 block of West 26th Street. Salgado had just left soccer practice. A pickup pulled up to the car he was driving and shots were fired. Two other teens in the car were not hit. Salgado was a standout soccer player at Juarez Community Academy. He was the captain about to start his senior year. His family said said after the shooting he had nothing to do with gangs, neither did his friends. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.